This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin are engaged in conversations, call them negotiations, on any number of topics, as AP's Sagar Makhani has this report.
Hard business. The White House says rather than pushing for a wholesale reset like his recent predecessors, President Biden will instead look for small areas of potential cooperation. He'll urge Vladimir Putin to end election interference and cyber attacks, among other things. Putin's aim is to give the new administration his red lines to protect Moscow's interests.
Both sides have said that they hope their talks in a stately lakeside Geneva villa can lead to more stable and predictable relations. But officials and media alike have been warning, do not get your hopes up for any breakthroughs. A point not necessarily registering with Beatrice Finn, executive director of International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. She is also in Geneva.
Have moderate expectations on success of the meeting itself, but hopefully this will set up a process where they can hand over to diplomats to actually start negotiating reductions of nuclear weapons. The U.S. and Russia committed to this in 2010 to follow up the New START with new reduction and new agreements, and this is the moment where we need to implement that.
One possible outcome of the summit is the reversal of the recall of each country's ambassador, U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan and Russian Ambassador Anatoly Antonov returned home earlier this year amid worsening U.S.-Russia relations. Both are in Geneva, however, and will participate in the P+5 part of the summit. For more on the summit, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New emails released Tuesday show that former President Donald Trump and his allies pressured the Justice Department to investigate unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election in the last few weeks in office. It happened despite the fact that his former attorney general had said that there was no evidence of widespread fraud, according to emails released Tuesday by the House Oversight Committee. Colleen Long is covering the story for the Associated Press.
Those emails show just how forward Trump and his allies were in trying to get the Justice Department on board with their false claims of election fraud.
Homeland Security and Justice, as well as Republican election leaders across the country, have repeatedly said there had been no widespread fraud in the 2020 election. Israel announced airstrikes in the Gaza Strip today, the first since the end of 11 days of cross-border fighting last month, in response to incendiary balloons launched from the Palestinian territory. The flare-up, a first test for Israel's new government, followed a march in East Jerusalem on Tuesday by Jewish nationalists that had drawn threats of action by Hamas, the ruling militant group in Gaza. The United Kingdom's permanent representative to the United Nations warned Tuesday that famine is imminent in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region and the country's north.
It's clear that food, agricultural tools, and livestock are being destroyed. And as a result, 350,000 people in Tigray are facing hunger on a scale not seen since the famine in Somalia.
Ambassador Barbara Woodward told reporters in New York that there is a risk that hundreds of thousands of people or more will die. Woodward said the economy has been destroyed along with crops and farms. She pledged a further £16.7 million in UK government aid for Ethiopia. Well, the last time Kim Jong-un faced rumors about his health, it was because the North Korean leader walked with a cane, missed an important state anniversary, or he panted for breath. Well, now the 37-year-old faces fresh speculation about his health because he looks noticeably thinner in state media images. Kim's health is a matter of intense global interest because he hasn't publicly anointed a successor to control his country's advancing nuclear program targeting the United States if he is incapacitated. Some observers say Kim, who has weighed as much as 308 pounds, has lost anywhere from 22 to 44 pounds. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.